Section 2. A Brief History of Germany. European Rivalries. Spain, France, and Great Britain, among others, continued their rivalry for power and wealth into the 1800s. On the continent of Europe, France was the most powerful, and its leaders wanted to keep it that way. Before 1871, the area known as Germany was not a united country. It was instead made of many smaller German-speaking kingdoms and territories. France was worried that all of these German-speaking countries might join together. If they did, France could lose its first-place position on the continent. France went to war in 1870 against Prussia's King Wilhelm and the German-speaking rulers who followed him. France lost the conflict, and a result was the unification of Germany under Emperor Kaiser Wilhelm I. Under the Kaiser's leadership, Germany grew wealthier and more of its people were able to work their way out of poverty. In order to increase their power and wealth, more countries began to acquire colonies. Britain, France, the United States, Russia, Japan, and Germany were among those nations that wanted to become colonial powers. These countries needed raw materials for manufacturing. Less developed parts of the world might have what they needed. Africa and parts of Asia were the main areas of this new colonization. In Africa, there was so much competition by the Europeans that it became known as the Scramble for Africa. Competition increased as well for markets for manufactured goods. World War I. Tensions were high in Europe because of this competition. Many of the countries were connected by alliances, agreements to defend each other in case of attack. In June 1914, a group of Serbians assassinated Austria-Hungary's Archduke Franz Ferdinand. This was the spark that ignited the explosion. Germany supported Austria's invasion of Serbia, which was a friend of Russia. By August, Germany had declared war on Russia and France. German troops marched through Belgium on their way to France. This invasion caused Great Britain to join in against Germany as a friend of Belgium. Little by little, more countries entered the war, including the United States in 1917. Germany and the Central Powers surrendered in 1918. Germany faced many problems after World War I. It had lost lands that contained valuable natural resources. About 2.5 million Germans had lost their lives. About 4 million were wounded. Industries and farms in the country had been destroyed. Highways, bridges, and railroads had to be rebuilt. The people were left with little hope. The German government worked to solve the country's problems. However, the country had another obstacle. The 1919 peace treaty, Treaty of Versailles, said Germany had to pay reparations to the Allies. Reparations are monies paid by the losing country to the winners to make up for damages done in the war. Millions of dollars were leaving Germany for France and Great Britain. Germany was also forbidden to have a large army or navy, so many military people lost their jobs. Prices went up as goods became scarce. Basic items such as food and clothing, which were once plentiful in Germany, were now not always available. Men had trouble finding jobs to support their families. As things became worse, people blamed the government. They wanted their leaders to find solutions to their problems. Then the stock market crashed in the United States. This made conditions even worse for Germans. Businesses and people around the world stopped buying as much. Many Germans were without hope. Many were angry. The rise of the Nazi Party. Adolf Hitler came on the scene with a big plan. He and his followers, called the National Socialist or Nazi Party, said they could fix the problems in Germany. They blamed the Treaty of Versailles for many of the problems. The Nazi Party also said that Jews in the country were controlling the banks and money. They blamed Jews for the fact that many Germans were not able to make a good living. The Jewish people were a minority in Germany, and Hitler used the prejudice some people had toward the Jews to his advantage. One of his quotes about improving Germany was, "We shall regain our health only by eliminating the Jew." His words against the Jews caused some to feel hatred toward their neighbors and provided a target for their anger. Hitler became the leader of Germany in 1933. He made sure laws were quickly passed to give him more power. Soon he had complete control of the government and acquired the powers of a dictator. He and the Nazis began working to rebuild Germany's military, making it stronger to defy the Allies. He opened factories to build weapons. He put unemployed people to work building a superior highway system. The economy improved for a time, but people lost many of their civil rights. However, many decided it was better to lose rights than to go without food. Hitler gave the people what they wanted, a new Germany where there was hope for a good future. While many disagreed with Hitler's words and ideas, it was risky to speak against him. He and the Nazi Party workers were providing the income and hope the German people needed. The Nazis continued to build their military power. Germans who spoke against them were put in prison or murdered. As Hitler's strength grew, he made plans to go to war. In 1936, Hitler sent troops into some of Germany's former territory. By 1938, German troops controlled Austria and Czechoslovakia. Other European countries protested, but did nothing to stop Hitler. In 1939, Germany invaded Poland. With that, France and Great Britain decided something had to be done. They declared war on Germany, and World War II began. Another part of Hitler's plan to conquer the world was a strategy to systematically kill every Jewish man, woman, and child under Nazi rule. This plan was the Holocaust. World War II. World War II was the bloodiest conflict in human history. It is estimated that over 60 million people lost their lives as a result of the war. That is about the same number of people who now live in the states of Georgia, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi combined. Germany surrendered in 1945, 6 years after the war began. The United States, France, the United Kingdom, and the Soviet Union and their allies had defeated Hitler and the Nazis. Intense bombing of Germany had destroyed much of the country. Large portions of its cities were in ruins. The highways, railroads, bridges, and water supplies that supported the work of the country were gone. More than 7 million of its citizens had died, including Hitler. The British, French, American, and Soviet allies divided Germany and Berlin into four zones, each under the control of one ally. The goal was to rebuild the country so it would not feel the need to attack its neighbors again. The Cold War. Beginning in 1945, the Cold War was a period of distrust and misunderstanding between the Soviet Union and its former allies in the West, particularly the United States. The Soviet Union was a communist country with a powerful central government that controlled the economy and the government. Its ideas were very different from the capitalism and democracy of the United States. Like the United States, the Soviet Union held elections. However, the candidates running for office were usually all chosen by the Communist Party, and there was only one candidate running for each position. After World War II, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin formed a bloc of many Eastern European countries that were under Soviet control. The line separating the Eastern Bloc from the countries of Western Europe became known as the Iron Curtain. Another concern of the Cold War was the division of Germany. The United States, Great Britain, France, and the Soviet Union each continued to control a zone of defeated Germany. In 1948, the Western Allies wanted to reunite Germany, but Stalin disagreed. He declared the Soviet section of the country East Germany. The reunited sections became West Germany. Even the capital of Berlin, which was in East Germany, was divided into East and West. Tensions grew. In 1961, communist leaders built the Berlin Wall to prevent people in East Germany and East Berlin, communist-controlled areas, from escaping to West Germany, controlled by the Western Allied countries. With the threat that the Cold War could turn into a nuclear war, the Western European countries and the United States formed the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in 1949. The Eastern European countries counteracted by forming the Warsaw Pact that same year. Reunification of Germany. By 1985, the economy of the Soviet Union had become unstable because of the country's ever-increasing spending to put down revolts and keep up with the arms race. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev reduced government control of business and increased personal freedoms. Relations with the United States began to improve, and people in the Eastern Bloc countries began to demand freedom. In November 1989, the Berlin Wall was torn down, and Germany began the process of reunification. People around the world celebrated. East and West Germany were united as one country in 1990. The Cold War was officially over. By the end of 1991, the Soviet Union split up into 12 independent republics, of which Russia was the largest.